When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey guys, it's Hayley Quinn here, and I'm back with another episode of Attraction HQ. The epicenter of dating and love advice from the female perspective, but also because I work with so many women. This is women approved ethical stuff that also focuses actually on really good technical and practical steps that you can do to meet women. It's a fusion of woman advice and insight into female psychology and also cutting edge skills, which maybe I swiped a little bit of that from the pickup world. Joining me today is the amazingly talented, very interesting coach and performer, Ashley. Just to give you a bit of backstory here, Ashley and I used to work together seven. Oh no, getting so old. We're getting really old. Yeah. I feel like the wrinkles coming on my face as I'm talking about this. No. Yeah. We used to work together at the institution that was
PUA training.
Pickup artist training. Oh yeah. And can you imagine like a bunch, just to give you, set the scene for you guys that are listening to this. This is where we learned the hard way about how to coach and actually what really works with women and men and approaching and social dynamics and relationships. Because our basic job was that we would have to go. There'd be these two guys that would come and live in a flat in the middle of London every week. They'd stay for a week, and we would take them out for 6 or 8 hour shifts, either during hardcore
day and night.
We worked. We sometimes got the day. I liked the day shift. That was my fave. But sometimes you got the brutal night shift, which ended at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And our sole responsibility was to make sure that whoever we were paired with, whoever we were coaching, they got the number. They approached the woman, and we even got a 50 quid bonus if they got a kiss.
Yeah. No, if they got, as it was called, laid.
Laid.
Yeah, we got a £10 bonus if they got a kiss.
Oh, really?
Well, unless it changed by the time because when I was leaving, you were coming, that's when you were more in, so it might have changed.
Yeah, as you can see, it was a highly ethical fee structure is what we're getting to here. Since then, obviously, we've moved on to like brighter and more ethical things, but the fact remains that if you want to know some stuff about social skills, we're here to bring it to you. And, you know, Ashley's worked doing coaching independently and also some work with me and my events as well. And we were we actually had quite a long chat before we started the podcast. That was we got absorbed
a little bit
in the moment. And what was coming up for us today that we wanted to talk to you about was that shift in communication between when she goes from being the girl that you're kind of seeing or someone like on the periphery of your life to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, it's a very different kind of... It's a different kind of experience. How you might relate to the women you're dating... could be very simple, easy. You know your boundaries, you know where you stop. I think it's a boundary thing as well.
Right.
There's certain boundaries you picked up on and you're more used to because you're in that arena more often.
Right. Well, so you're thinking, so you're thinking basically, this woman is, the communication's got a bit out of whack. We're not connecting.
you know what, I've just started seeing her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we relate to that level, so it's probably best that we maybe just cool it off and stop seeing each other.
Yeah.
And that's a very simple one-way solution to things. Obviously, in a relationship, this strategy doesn't work.
No, because then you just continually be into relationships, literally one after the other.
Right, because you will never meet someone where you can... And this is a thing I want to bring up for you guys, right? I find a lot of the time that people, both men and women, can be, I would say, rigid and idealistic when it comes to relationship styles, i.e. they expect a person to tick all these boxes, and then when they're with them, that, you know, that you agree on everything, there's never any conflict.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, unless you want a Stepford wife or a robot.
I'm partly guilty for that.
It ain't gonna happen.
No.
Because it's like having another human being in your life. It's like a wild animal. They're gonna do their own thing.
Yeah.
And you will inevitably have points of like conflict. Obviously you should be trying to pick someone there that's relatively mitigated and that you generally get on well and communicate really good.
Yeah.
But love is, they say, and I believe this, love is a choice. And it is. It's like if you want to be in a relationship with someone, you're like, right, we're in this, we're doing it, we're relating to each other.
Fudge me. And that is like how I'm experiencing it right now, basically. Because it's like... Because
you really like the person you're experiencing this with.
Yeah, right? Definitely. And it just comes down to like if you're dedicated and if you're willing to put in the work. And when I say put in the work, that doesn't just mean as in this hard work thing in terms of when there's contrast or when there's issues. It's about the overall picture and painting that you're wanting to create and have with this person.
Right.
And there's different elements and different strokes and different colours and all this stuff that you as an individual and the other person as an individual have responsibility to to contribute to that painting. And whether you want it to be a beautiful painting or an ugly painting, that comes down to both individuals and what you're both contributing and how you're working together.
Yeah. I think also the fact that you're using the painting, and it is like, I know, but it's good. They say it's like a relationship is a bit like running a small startup business with someone. It's like a bit stressful and you have to work it out. Now, the fact you use painting betrays your artistic nature that you have. Mm-hmm. So for the guys out there, and this isn't a criticism, this is just different styles of being that are, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, fuck out, I'd really struggle with communicating with women.
Yeah.
It's like talking Japanese. Mm-hmm. I don't understand them. Mm-hmm. Like the emotional side of things often is lost on me. We get things mixed up.
Yeah.
What would you say are the main things that guys can relate to in terms of, what things have you come across in terms of communication that you found hard to manage? Or that curveballs that seem to have come out of nowhere? Have you things that in the past, maybe you'll say with women, that they've thrown something at you, or they've kind of taken something in a particular way, or suddenly the conversation has a emotional tone to it that you're not sure where it came from?
Yeah. I suppose from the different experiences, it's like listening is a big key. And it can be very easy to stop listening and just want to talk and talk and talk at the person.
Right.
Especially if you are experiencing being attacked or like you maybe have to defend yourself. So now you're no longer communicating clearly and freely. You're communicating from a space of, I need to get this person to understand this.
Okay. And when you say attack, you were basically sensing that a female partner in your life is pissed off or emotionally upset or is questioning stuff.
Yeah.
And I think here's the thing, is very true. When someone else, say the woman in your life, is in like emotionally hurt question zone, if you go in immediately into emotionally hurt question zone, we have a war and a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So actually something about that, and this goes both ways, by the way, so she should do this to you as well when you have your own version of this going on.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's like when you get someone like that, if you react immediately defensively, so say she asks you a question about like a woman, you know, another woman from the past, which is, you know, pretty standard relationship stuff, right? That's going to come up, like, have you guys had a history? Now if you try and change the subject or you immediately become defensive, we're into trouble.
Because you're giving the you're it can potentially be a sensitive topic already, and you're given the opportunity for it to perpetuate if you don't actually stay in the conversation and be okay with the questions and the questions that are being asked, basically, of around that nature. Because otherwise it then can occur like you're hiding something. It can just occur quite insensitive as well.
Right, and it's also, it kind of messes with trust.
Yeah.
As well, because even if you deflect it and you're like, you maybe, I don't know, throw something back at her.
Mm.
Like, why are you saying that? So who were you with in the past? You know, that can be quite normal that people will turn it around and go into attack because you feel like you feel attacked, so you attack back. Mm. But that really isn't doing anything to build emotional intimacy. And something I keep going back to, but it's an important one to learn. And you might be listening to this being like, I ain't got a girlfriend yet. Why are you bleating on about this, Hayley? But it's important. And one day you'll thank me for this.
Mm.
It's called the dependency paradox, which basically means if your woman feels very secure within herself and she feels that she really trusts you and that you've got her back and you're her man and there's no, she doesn't doubt that you're faithful, she doesn't think that you lie, she feels that, you know, you're support, then she actually gives her that strong base, means that she usually becomes more independent, more trusting, doesn't go into accusation, arguments go down.
Yeah.
So the more secure you make your partner, even if that means that you pull in a few like conversations that might not be the easiest to have, the more you're going to get out of the relationship and actually that you things will calm down. And something else we were speaking about earlier is when intimacy level increases, so this is the jump, right, between we're seeing each other, we're dating, we're in a relationship, or we're in a relationship and we really like each other, shit. Like, through the escalation of that, what's funny, always, is that people freak out all the time in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's like, you'd think, right, this is the Hollywood to tell you, that when intimacy increases, like, we all get really happy because we've met someone that's, like, rocking our world and it's going well.
Yeah.
But somewhere we go, oh my God, I'm really vulnerable. Oh my God, where is this going?
Can
I even trust this person?
Yeah.
And so what you usually get is you get some like resistance almost to that as you're passing through it.
And it's so important to, because it's easy to be able to notice and point out the resistance in your partner. But it's another thing to be able to acknowledge it within yourself and to actually embrace it and, okay, this is what's going on with me, and to learn to deal with that. And it's not a case where you're going to be amazing at that straight away, especially if you've not been in a relationship for a while, you've not been used to even that kind of idea. But once you are, it's a case of, all right, you just continually keep practicing and checking in with yourself what space you're coming from, because it's all well and good saying words or communicating verbally or non-verbally, but then it's like, what space are you coming from? Are you coming from a resistant space, or are you coming from that caring and loving space that is what's actually natural and present, which is why you're in that relationship, partly why you're in that relationship with that person anyway, and why you want to be with them and why you want to keep creating with them. So, and I get how I've just said it, it might sound easier said than done. And for me, I would definitely say...
So I think that'd be helpful to the guys. Let's run through some ways that you might be... on a subconscious, under the radar level, you're freaking out about the intimacy.
Yeah, yeah.
On a conscious level, your mind is finding some other rationale for this. So it could be like, oh, shit, like, is this the end of single life? Is this the, I didn't get to have all those experiences I thought I was going to have. I thought I was going to go to Las Vegas, and I always imagined that I'd have had a threesome, and I never hooked up with a woman from that nationality, and shit, is that not going to happen anymore? It could be, I'm not sure about this girl, you know, she seems a bit like...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
She's in my space a lot, and she expects a lot of me, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to provide that for her. I haven't got my life together enough. I wanted to do more on my career, and she's going to take my focus away from that.
I think a lot of those things, though, they'll actually disappear. You won't actually have to deal with that if that is someone who you really feel called to be with.
Right. I agree.
Those things start to come up when you're not sure. And it's okay to not be sure, but you have to be real with, okay, maybe I'm not sure about this person, so don't.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with them. It could be that actually you struggle to trust people, and she's actually reached a level of intimacy in your life that you're not used to.
Yeah.
And so you're panicking. And sometimes actually people start to pull people apart. They start to really scrutinize and go, actually, looking at the worm, not the apple.
Mm-mm.
You know, they go, oh, actually, but she's a bit this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe our values are a little bit out of line there. And the problem is, in that mentality, no one is good enough and no one will ever be good enough.
And if that stuff's happening before you're in that relationship and before you're even experiencing, I was going to say deep care, but like falling in love or being in love, those things become a massive thing, because it's one thing being in love and noticing certain things like that and then wanting to deal with it. And it's another thing when you're not in love and you're wondering whether I should be in, do I want to be in a relationship with this person? Should I be in a relationship with this person? This, that, blah, blah, blah. You're setting yourself up already for all these potential challenges to deal with. Whereas when, and what you earlier, one of the things I was going to say was as well, in terms of monitoring yourself as a guy, as an individual, in regards to that resistant space, that fearful space, that space of, oh, I feel so vulnerable. Because it's okay to feel vulnerable. It's when you make it wrong and feel like I'm not allowed to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm, it's when it becomes a problem. It's checking in with, okay, do I want to be there? Do I want to be that? Resistant, or do I want to stay connected to love, or whatever word it is for you, like whatever it is that you so you feel that relationship is going to give you the opportunity for, whether that's like to have a nourishing experience, or whether that's to be able to really care for someone deeply, or to support someone, or whatever it is that is for you and how you create it, that's part of your intention. That's part of your, if you want to call it mantra, even. That's your anchor to keep you connected to love, whether you use that word or not. And it's like, okay, you're going to be resistant. You're going to have your moments. Fine. And then it comes a point, all right, do I choose to keep having that, or am I going to choose love? If I keep it as simple as that.
Yeah. Basically. And I think the key is, if you're like thinking about yourself, so with her, you might feel like, well, okay, she's attacking me with something. I feel attacked. Ah, panic, panic, panic.
Mm.
And it's like everyone, men and women, has to learn to go, right, I feel attacked. I'm acknowledging that I feel attacked.
Mm.
I'm going to actually listen to her and actually give her some, maybe. And also we were talking about the concept of giving space, right? And if you say to a woman, we need to take some space, everyone panics because that sounds like I'm breaking up to you.
Yeah.
And
vice versa too, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But if you consciously realise, actually, you know what? We're both getting ticked off with each other right now. Everything's emotionally volatile.
Mm.
It's all right to kind of chill out and not have quite so much communication for maybe these few days or this week. So stuff rebalances.
Yeah.
And that's not panic. That's normal ebb and flow of a relationship. That's a good thing to realize. Another good thing to realize is within yourself, if you notice that, you know, suddenly you're finding lots of flaws in her, or you're, you know, and that these are not like, she's not doing anything wrong here. You're just seeing.
It's what you're perceiving.
Yeah, you're being
it's
very
always
particular.
What you're perceiving.
Right.
This is the thing. It's always what you're perceiving.
Right. It's not that
it's not
she's...
not the person.
It's you. Like,
now, there may be things that might be valid or give you an easy reason to go to those things or trigger those things, but it's always what you're perceiving. And it's finding a balance between that and also staying true to obviously the preferences and the qualities that you desire as well in a person. Mm-hmm. It's not about being deluded, but it's it's trying to perceive someone continually either through this appreciation space or through this critical space. And it can, and for some reason, it can be sometimes easier to do it from a critical space when you don't feel like you're experiencing what you want or what you desire.
Right, and actually, sometimes in the growth of intimacy and connection in a relationship, you hit a point where intimacy is tipped over. It feels scary, and because of that, you're like you start to get into a negative zone of finding fault or criticizing or not adapting or thinking, actually, you know what, I'm going to get rid of this person and I'll find somebody who's more exactly well suited to me.
Yeah.
And in that whole cycle, not the same, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't connect, you're not working or you're not ready for it, and that's fine. A lot of the time, I think when you're in that zone, what you really need to recognize is, actually, I'm getting afraid here. I'm feeling vulnerable. This is shit's going into a new direction. Intimacy has massively increased. I'm freaking out. And this is actually part of how I'm dealing with it. And I can either choose to deal with it, communicate with her, and make a choice to be in that relationship, or you can let your fear get completely on top of you. But it's not going to be about her or partner selection. It's going to be about your own headspace. And that goes both ways. And you might be on the outside thinking you are super ready to have this woman in your life, and she's the one that's over there freaking out about it. And what I'd say, if someone is freaking out, because they're freaking, you know, it's like, if you're freaking out, it's like you're in panic zone. And there's no amount of conscious rationalization or logical reasoning which gets you out of that panic zone. Instead, people usually work themselves out of their panic zone if you leave them to it. You know, there's a, it's like with you got a child, there's a time to pick up and soothe the child. And there's a time when you're going, you're just having a tantrum. I'm not even going to, I'm going to let you go through this process and come out of the other side. So I think that love and that being in a relationship is conscious choice. It's like, are you, it's not about, I find someone that's so perfect, this stuff never goes down. It's like, you know what? I really like this person. This is the kind of relationship I really want in my life. I'm going to work on it.
And being okay with also as well, like, because there's all these things that we've shared and we've said, and being okay with, you're going to continually be learning. So to let yourself off the hook sometimes, in the sense of that you're not always going to get it right. Don't even try to get it right. Don't try to get it wrong, obviously, on purpose either, but be okay and be compassionate with yourself that you're ongoingly going to be growing with that person, and you're ongoingly going to be learning with them, not only about them, but about yourself and about your relationship as well. It's an ongoing thing. It's like, that's one thing that people, from how it's looked to me, people forget, like, oh, I'm going to date. Ooh, fun, enjoy it. Now I'm in the relationship, or now I'm married. And it's like, that's it, done. But no, it's not done. That is only the beginning of a whole new journey.
I like how you phrase it as a journey. It's a journey.
It's a whole new journey, and it's, which means it's not going to end. And it's up to both of you to keep it alive. One of you can do it. If it's just one of you, it's enough to keep it alive. But ideally, you want both of you to do it, because that keeps the nice balance.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, a bridge can only be built properly from two sides. You know, so you want also main criteria, if you really want to have a proper relationship with someone, you want a woman from day one who's showing, I'm willing to invest in this. Mm-hmm. You know, and that could mean that when she makes a date with you, she turns up. She doesn't cancel on you last minute.
Mm-hmm.
She takes responsibility for her feelings. She doesn't put all the blame on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she acknowledges when she feels sad. She communicates what she needs. She says that she really wants a relationship. Like, this is what we're looking for. If someone's playing hard to get, no.
Yeah, what's the point?
You don't need hard to get. Don't let your ego let you suck you into the chase.
Yeah.
Instead, if you want to chase and you want
to
have fun.
It's meant to be easy. Sorry to cut you, but that's the experience generally it's meant to be, I believe.
Guys, don't get sucked into... We're going to end this by saying, don't get sucked into the chase.
Mm-hmm.
You want people who are willing to build with you.
Mm.
If she questions you about something or you're onto the attack, listen to her. Don't immediately emotionally react.
So important. Remember to listen. I'm still learning that, but to keep the listening.
Listening. Don't assume. Listen. Let her say her thing. If stuff's still getting all messed up, not bad to have a bit of your own... Don't call it space, but it is space to kind of work things out.
It will naturally happen. You guys will naturally feel that and let yourselves have space.
Right. And do that. Have some time.
Especially if you're not living together. You just will arrange a time when it feels more convenient for you guys to meet. So you have time to get on with your own other stuff that you're doing in your life too.
Yeah. And if you start finding lots of fault with her that you know you shouldn't really find, then maybe that's a time that you just need to recognise that intimacy is getting a bit scary right now. You need a bit of space. And then remember, if you want to engage with her and you want that relationship, that is not about finding the perfect thing. It's about making a decision to work on it with someone who's willing to put the effort in too. And that is the plain old unromantic truth of the matter.
Jeez!
So, what I would say, Ashley, where can they find out more about you? So if there's a guy's listening and he's got some stuff going on with his woman and he wants to talk it through.
The easiest way right now is if you go to my website, which is www.ashleylloydshaw.com. That's A-S. HLEYLLOYDSHAW. And if you go on there, there's you'll see some other stuff that I'm up to, and also there's like a way that you can contact me through that as well, and then we can take it from there.
Amazing. And also for the guys out there, just so you know, my name's Hayley Quinn, and I have quite a snazzy online club, on and offline club actually, where I answer, you can literally get this. Ask me a question a day and I'll personally respond to it.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So if you're getting some messages or some curveballs thrown at you that you want me to help you with, I can do that. I also give access to, I think, 50 hours of coaching material. And I also run pretty awesome real life events, mostly in London, but also around the world, so that you can go and do things like, I think I've got one coming up called My Summer Mixer, where the guys get to meet my female subscribers.
Oh, cool.
Dum, dum, dum. And the men and women, by popular demand, it's not a matchmaking thing. They're going there to talk really openly to each other and actually have that insight into the other, what's going on. That sounds cool to you. Go to HayleyQuinn.com/men/club. That's HayleyQuinn.com/men/club. The reason that the men slash is in there is because I work with a lot of women as well. So I'd like to say I'm like Switzerland of dating. I'm really neutral. I try and like bring harmony to people together. So yeah, check that out. And I hope to see you on the other side. And of course, if you like the podcast, subscribe. I'll be back again probably next week if I stay on top of my podcast schedule with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.